Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. It might not be the right time for a person to get what he has been praying for. But when the time is right, it will be his tefillot which cause Hashem to bring about his Yeshuah. And therefore, no matter how long it has been, a person should never lose hope and never stop praying. One of the explanations of the words Mish'an u'miftach la-sadiqim that we say in the Amidah is that Hashem gives the Sadiq encouragement, a Mish'an, to get him through his difficult time in order that he should continue hoping and praying so that eventually he will get what he had been hoping for. We once told the story of a man who went to the Rizhner Rebbe to get a beracha for help with his problems. When the man came out, the Rebbe's young son asked him, "What did my father tell you?" The man replied, "He told me that Hashem is going to help me." The boy then asked, "But what's going to happen until Hashem helps?" The man said, "I don't know." So he went back to the Rebbe and asked, "Who is going to help me until Hashem helps?" The Rebbe replied, "Hashem is going to help you until Hashem helps." This is a very powerful lesson. Although it might not be the opportune time for a person to get what he wants, Hashem will help him get through the time period until his time does come. A girl who just turned 30 told me that this past Simchat Torah, something happened which made her totally want to give up on ever getting married. She had already been through so much, and there didn't seem to be any hope left anyway. A few weeks later, she read a Chizuk email that she receives daily, and in it was described a girl just like her. It also mentioned that other girl had a very rough time on Sukkot and Simchat Torah, and then Hashem gave her the exact chizuk she needed. After this girl read the email, she noticed that this particular email was dedicated in honor of someone with the exact same name as her. It had her full Hebrew name with her mother's name as well on the top of the email. She knew it wasn't her because the last name was different. But seeing her name and an email describing the exact same circumstances she was going through, with Hashem giving that person chizuk, gave her so much chizuk. She then said to Hashem, "I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue trying to find a shiduch." She ended up traveling to another country to meet somebody, and Bezrat Hashem, they are about to get engaged now. Words of chizuk can go such a long way. Hashem could give us just the chizuk we need to keep going and be motivated to continue hoping. Another woman told me, someone suggested a shiduch for her daughter and they were waiting for his reply. The boy ended up declining the offer and they found out afterward it was because somebody said something negative about her daughter. They felt very bad being that this could possibly happen again and again. They were trying hard to investigate who it was who made the comment. But then the mother said, "It really doesn't matter that much. Hashem is in charge of shiduchim." The daughter was still feeling a little unsettled. A couple of days later, the daughter was listening to a daily chizuk message, and one of the first things the rabbi said was, "We never have to worry if people are trying to sabotage our shiduchim by saying negative things. Because when the right shiduch comes along, Hashem will make sure that nobody gets in the way." The girl felt like Hashem was speaking directly to her, and she got so much chizuk from it. Hashem helps us with salvation, and He also helps us until He brings the salvation. It might not be the opportune time for us to get what we're waiting for, but it's always an opportune time for us to get chizuk, and therefore we should include in our prayers tefillot, we should include in our prayers request to ask Hashem for help with that as well. Have a great day.